again with another dope episode of 80s, 90s, and 2000s Vibes, the podcast. I am your host, Tribe Burrow, and with me always is my great co-host, Jamal. What's good?
What up, bro? What's good with you? How you feeling this week? How was your week, bro? How was your
day? It was cool, man. I have a death in the family, but, you know.
I'm sorry for your loss, bro.
Thank you, man. I'm coping. We all going to cope with that. And yeah, man, just, you know, love you. Always say, you know, I love you to your loved ones, and you never know when they may not be here, so.
So facts. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to dedicate this episode to them. About
that. Thank you.
All right, man. I'm sorry. But you're right, though, man. Yeah. And we also, you never know. And that's another reason why I go so hard.
Yeah.
Because none of us Superman. You know what I'm saying? It can all be over quick. So
yeah,
that's why we go so hard for y'all every week, man. I had a rough week at work, you know, because, again, I'm just not built to be an employee.
Right.
I'm built to be a boss. And I've been slipping it about myself a long time ago. So until I'm fully 100% in entrepreneurship, I'm going to always struggle with working with people.
Right.
Not working with people, like as a team, but at working for people. You know what I'm saying? That's just not in my DNA at all, bro.
Yeah.
At all. What are we talking about this week, though, man?
This week for episode 56, we are talking about the classic Black cinema film Love Jones, an epic, in my opinion, one of the best Lawrence Tate performances ever in his career. Starring Lawrence
Tate. He got a lot of roles too.
Right. Starring Lawrence Tate and the lovely Nia Long. And man, I remember watching this on cable back in the day. I didn't go see this one either. I remember watching this on cable. And the buzz for the movie and the soundtrack as well, with Lauryn Hill dropping the Sweetest Thing. I love that song. One of my
Maxwell on here. I believe
D'Angelo was on that soundtrack too.
Yes. And this album is full of vibes, bro. The soundtrack.
And the soundtrack, the music for the soundtrack fit perfectly with the mood of the film. And you know, you have like two poets.
Artists,
poets, and they were great at their craft, and you know they get together and they hook up, and of course when you have like a hookup like that and it's a casual, you know, type of thing, somebody's gonna catch feelings and
on a quickie though, on a one night stand. Yeah, all right, hold on. Before we get started, I got the definition of Love Jones.
Okay,
in the Urban Dictionary. It's an attraction for someone you're fiending for them in every way,
right?
Physical and mental. Try. Let me ask you: have you ever had a love Jones?
Yes, I have. Many times.
Really?
Yes.
Many times.
Yes.
Oh man!
It's for the simple fact that you know, like if you talking to like a gorgeous woman, and then you actually get with her, and it's the bomb. It's like, yo, you want more of that. But you don't know exactly what to call it because it's not a serious relationship. You're all just hooked up. But you know that you don't want to let this person out of your life. You don't want them to go and get with somebody else. You want to keep them.
Yeah, because it's a physical and mental attraction.
Right.
I think I've had it.
Yeah, especially when she's beautiful and the conversation is good too, and she can carry a conversation.
Well, that means she's a good person too.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. I think I've had this maybe once. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I have a couple stories, but there was one in particular where this was 2006, and I had met this this female, and she was gorgeous, and the conversation was good, but she had a man. Mm-hmm. Her man, she felt like she wanted to go out and do her own thing because her man wasn't paying her like no mind. He wasn't giving her the attention that she wanted. Like, he would go to the club with his homeboys and he didn't want her to come along with him. And then he would she said like he would play Madden all day and totally ignore her. And he was like working nights. I believe he was working for transit. He was working nights. So she was free to do whatever. And you know, she told me off the bat what it was. She wasn't like leading me on. Like, she told me like, yo, like I got a man, but he's ignoring me. You know what I'm saying? But I like you. And we did that for the whole summer of 2006. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I knew what it was. And I believe that, yo, like she
So you end up catching a Love Jones?
yes, but yo, the sex was good though. The sex was good. And I think it became more serious when it wasn't supposed to. Like, she was bringing me around her girlfriends. Like, I went to her girlfriend's crib and I was chilling over there with them. And she was telling her girlfriends about me. And then, like, one of her girlfriends tried to hook up with my one of my homeboys, but he wasn't interested in her. You know what I'm saying? But she was bringing me around her friends. She was driving me around with her in her car, and she's never done that. So I'm like, you're not afraid of like meet like one of your
Getting
homeboys.
caught.
Yeah, like one of your homeboy's friends see me in the car. And she said, I remember we were driving around and she stopped at a red light, and like one of her homeboy's friends did pull up next to her. But
Did he notice?
she didn't tell me at that time. She was like, when he drove off, she was like, she might get in trouble because I was like one of her boyfriend's homeboys.
Might get it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But she was like, she didn't care because he
What
wasn't
happened
paying.
to her?
He wasn't paying attention to her, and then she found out, and this is back in the MySpace days, right? So we had MySpace, and she found out that her boyfriend was like hitting up one of her girlfriends on MySpace in the DM. You know what I'm
So
saying?
what ended up happening to him? Yeah,
We
just
messed
lost
around
her.
for the whole summer, but it was like that's basically what it was. It wasn't nothing serious, but it was like, yo, like she was sleeping at my crib. She was sleeping over here. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think
Man,
because.
hold
I mean, she
up.
told me because I think it was like because she couldn't deal with what we had going on, and then having a man, and it was like it was too much. It was getting to her because she was like crying to me about it on the phone and all that. It was just too much for her to handle, and she wanted
Oh,
to end it.
they Gil was tearing their ass up.
Yeah, it was too much for her to deal with it, and you know what I'm saying? So she wanted to end things, and that's what happened.
I think I have it now, but I haven't had this too many times. Love Jones. Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie an 80%, which is high with Rotten
Right.
Tomatoes.
There,
I think it's weird at the beginning of the movie, because to me, Lorenz Tate character, to me, he's stalker, and that's
yeah.
not attractive to me. You
Right.
don't do you feel the same?
Well, I think he stalked because he wanted her. Like he like it was something about
Oh,
it.
so that makes it okay.
No, I don't mean it like that. I'm saying like from watching her at the nightclub and her doing the poetry, that turned me on also. I'm like, I like intelligent women, like women that are gorgeous, but they could carry a conversation and they're doing poetry. That's sexy to me. You know what I'm saying? And they're not talking about thought stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was it. Like, she was gorgeous and her whole aura, and him being an artist as well, a poet, he wanted to get closer to her. And then I'm like, yeah.
And he did a poem like right off the bat. Like as soon as he
Right.
met her, he got on stage. And for
Right.
some reason it embarrassed her. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't
But
know why it was. Maybe it was too sexy for her. Maybe she was feeling some type of way.
and let me start off by saying this. Bill Bellamy's character, Hollywood, is a pure bitch. And I swear, I think everybody had a homeboy or know a dude like him.
Yeah. He
He
was
is a few,
hating. He was
not
hating.
because I'm talking about the character. I'm not, of course, Bill Bellamy is great,
Right.
you know
Right.
what I'm saying? But his character is a pure bitch, and I
Yeah.
would have probably knocked him out a long time ago
Yeah.
before this incident even came. I'm just saying, like, we'll get to more of his character later, but he goes to the record store
Right.
where his homegirl works. You know, they look like a place that he frequently go.
Yeah, I
You
think
know what I'm
so.
saying?
Like he knew the spots. You know.
And she goes in there too, and he sees it, and he tries to wrap her again. She rejects him again.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. To me, after the honestly, bro, me personally, after the first time, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but
I see.
when he was persistent, when you really feel like,
But he got rejected twice.
yeah, but persistence is the key to getting what you want.
Man,
Just
I.
cause like take us for instance. Like, we feel like we are the best nostalgia platform. You know what I'm saying? And that's our goal, to be the best ever. So
Pull, but try. We're not getting met with resistance.
I feel you, but it's like, you know, we might come across doors being closed in our face, but we're gonna still keep trying. because
yeah, you but believe in right, it. But right, but the it's not gonna be the same door.
I feel you. I'm just saying, it's like to get in, it's like you might face some obstacles, but you know you're gonna be persistent because you know that you want that. Whatever it is, and you determine to get it. And
I think some, and I'm not talking about Darius, the rest of the character. Sometimes I think dudes just like the chase. They don't really want it that bad.
What I know, I think he wanted her that bad.
He did. Though, most definitely.
I felt like that too. I'm like, yo, I want Nina because she hot.
I guess I'm just lazy. Because after that first rejection, I would have let it go.
I know, but then it's like if he's frequenting that same spot or whatever, and you're not gonna find another Nina there, it's like you gotta go after her, like that's the one. You know what I'm saying? He just felt it in his bones. Like, this is the love Jones I've been waiting for.
Bro, he was trying to get his homegirl to give him her address and phone number, which he winds up doing.
Right.
And let me say this real quick. I'm talking to the men who listen to this podcast. Uh-huh. It is very important for a man's development to have an attractive female friend that you're not trying to sleep with.
That's hard. Yeah. I know.
That's why I say it's important. It helps your development, bro. Like especially the guys out here that listen to this podcast that don't have sisters. Right. Or anything like that, it helps to have an attractive woman your age that's just your friend that helps you understand women better. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's hard for me because I've had female friends that are gorgeous that I wanted to sleep with and you know what I'm saying? And I feel like
you can't sleep with all of them.
But I feel like I want to, though.
I feel you, but I'm telling you. And just in business in itself, and I get frustrated with my black men because these type of men I'm talking about make it hard for brothers like me, because right. I am a businessman. We do business with men and women,
right?
I want women to feel professionally comfortable around me,
right?
Especially our black women, bro.
Yeah,
because. You trying to sleep with all of them, you may be missing out on a great business partner. Mm. Oh, fuck, bro. You might be missing out on a great friend. And guess what? If you become if y'all become great friends, if it happens later on, naturally down the line,
right.
I'm okay with that. But stop going into shit with your dick, man.
I feel you right about that. I feel like if it's gonna happen, then it's gonna happen, but don't force it.
Yeah, bro, I had a supervisor in my very first job when I was a teenager at this grocery store. They had this black male supervisor. He was trying to fuck all the girls.
Wow.
And it was frustrating. Bro, trust me. Bro, this not no jealous shit, bro. Mm. I can care less. I've never cared about shit like that. What I'm saying is what pissed me off, Tribe, was he was very good at his job.
Right.
But it was overshadowed by the rumors.
Right.
And I'm just sick of black men who have the skill and the talent to be great, letting their other head control them.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Like you said, if it happens naturally, cool. Right. But I'm just saying, man, we trying to do business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's unprofessional. That's very unprofessional.
Right.
And the reason why I said that, because his homegirl, the one that works at the music store, she's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it seems like he never tried to holler. He's not trying to sleep with her. She's legit his friend, and they're legit friends.
That was Josie.
Yeah, shout out to her. We follow her on the gram.
We send the phone calls about her.
I genuinely think having her as a friend helps him understand women. That's just an assumption.
I would have gotten.
Yes, but bro, yes. That's me watching this movie. That's why I was. That's what me personally. That's what I was attracted to the most.
Right. Her,
but she helped him. I think being friends with her, and he has a great crop of friends.
Right.
They all have their head on straight, except for Hollywood bitch ass. But but he's not a bad person. He just got some fucked up ways about.
What?
But, no, go ahead.
I was okay. Well, I've had like female friends where they were like Josie, like they gorgeous, but you don't have you don't have that connection with them on that other level. It's
that's what that's why they, that's why you're your friend. That's what I'm talking about.
And then I've had female friends where they gorgeous and you don't really see the signals from them, like if they trying to get with you, and then later on they might hint at, oh well, you know, I liked you for a minute, but I didn't know if he was into me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, why didn't you tell me this soon?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, it's too late. I'm already dealing with this. You know what I mean? So
if you were Nina and he popped up at your house like that, how would you feel?
If I was Nina?
Yeah. Put yourself in her shoes and he just show up at your house after you reject this guy twice already.
Well, I think women like the chase. I think women...
Man, they don't like being stalked, bro. It's the difference between chasing and stalking.
There's women that love a guy that's being persistent and trying to get with them.
So you wouldn't have a problem with it. If you rejected a woman twice, Tron, and she showed up at your doorstep, how would you feel?
That's happened. And it
how did you
That's a whole other story. That happened, and it was like, that was... She was crazy.
It's all good. We ain't gotta go through that, because I think you talked about it on a past episode. How did you feel when you opened the door?
I felt like this chick is crazy. Crazy. That's what I felt like.
So it was negative in feelings, right?
But because it was just like I knew what it was. It's like I didn't. I mean, other than us playing games of dominoes online, and she like what was that thing? Words with Friends. She was into that. Other than that, it was like I didn't have no connection with her like that. I'm like, she had a whole bunch of drama going on in her life. I'm like, I didn't want that in my life. So I knew what it was from the beginning. And she, I guess she felt, you know, some type of way after, you know, the sex. And I was like, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing serious with you. But I let her know. I didn't lead her on like a lot of guys would lead these women on. I've never done that with any female. Like, I've always let them know what it is from day one, or they let me know.
Nina
mind games. We grown. I feel like if you grown, if you grown and you doing grown things like that, you should let the other person know what it is, what's gonna be. Don't lead them on into thinking it's gonna be more than what it is.
Man, some people grown at age, not just, and that's it, bro.
But it's like for me, I've never done that. Like I'm just outspoken to the point where like I'm gonna let them know like what it is and what I'm
so if you were Nina, you would have been okay with it. In other words, if you were feeling her,
if you're feeling them, and yeah, why not? Like, because they're going out of their way to show you how much that they want to get with you.
I'm not stalking you. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna say, I think that's too much. I think that's a bit much, bro. Showing up at a house unannounced.
Yeah, she didn't call the cops on him.
Yeah, you're right. But she actually let him in.
She let him in because she was feeling him.
They vibe, but bro, that don't happen like that often. That's movie shit. You don't just show up to nobody's house
For a guy, if you have females, like if females are hitting you up on social media and they in your DM, are you gonna get offended? Even if you single or if you with somebody, are you gonna get offended by a female hitting you up?
DM or at my house? At my house, I'm gonna get offended.
Actually, your house is different. That's more like in the DM.
I'm talking about it showing up at my door. DMs, DM.
I don't think it's one thing. Let's say they show up at your house. Well, they could be crazy all the way, but if they show up at your
beautiful,
house,
that don't mean they're not crazy.
If they show up at your house and you know them and you feeling them. I don't have an issue with that.
She rejected him twice already.
Right, but she let him in. That means she rejected him. Don't mean that she wasn't feeling him.
Man, I don't got time for the game.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's a different story if you have a female that you got with and then you let them know that is nothing serious and then they still show up at your house and they act crazy. That's a whole different thing.
I feel you. That's games though. But they end up vibing, bro, and he end up actually not, I guess, out. But hey, me and my friends kicking it tomorrow night. Come through. I'm gonna come pick you up. We're gonna go. We're gonna chill, vibe, have a good time. She meet this crop of friends. He has a great crop of friends, bro. And they joking, we're drinking beers, chilling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They end up going back. He take her back to her crib. They end up having sex. So How if it's a woman, so I ask you, if it's a woman you feeling, she give it up to you the person, like how do you feel about that said woman? Even if you after that.
If I'm really feeling her and the conversation is good and I feel like she's a good person, then I want more. I'm not just gonna kick her to the curb like, oh, this is just a booty
Cause
call.
he was saying, man, you ain't gonna hit me and quit me, huh? Remember he cooked, it was so
Yeah.
good he was cooking a cheese omelet
Right. Yeah, and I've
the
done
next
that. I've done that. I've
What?
made breakfast. Yes, I've made breakfast for a
You want some
female.
you want some breakfast in my baby boy voice? Oh man,
It's just like,
Charlie
yo,
had the
because
love
it's like,
songs for
okay,
real.
if a fe okay, like let's say a female, let's say you live in Houston and a female living maybe two towns over, and she's coming out of
Let's
her
say
way,
Dallas. Let's say
right?
Dallas.
So like guys, and she coming out of her way just just to be with you and spend time with you, right? And then she giving it up the first night. I feel like it's an obligation to men to at least make breakfast for them or pay for their Uber.
I'm judgmental, so
What? You judging me? I see the side eye coming from you already.
you judge.
You
I'm
judging me? I
judging.
can't see it, but I see. I feel it. So I'm
Yeah,
like,
I'm
what you
judgmental.
thinking? Huh? You
I
thinking what?
don't, me personally, I don't want no woman that's gonna give it up on first night. That's me personally. I'm not saying nothing wrong with that, but you saying, bro, do your thing. Do your thing.
So
I don't
you've
want
never
to
been with a woman that gave the first name?
want. Nope.
Ever, ever.
Never, ever,
You
ever, ever, ever,
never
ever.
even talked to a woman that said that they would do it on the first night?
Say what?
You never even spoke to a woman that said that they would give it up on the first night?
Have I spoken? Of course.
Yeah. But you didn't
Yeah,
get one
but
then.
no.
Oh, wow.
I'm not, again, I'm not saying nothing, I'm being honest. I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that.
Right.
She gave it up the first night, and apparently it was great to both of them.
Yeah.
And bro, her friend, bro, I swear to God, Nina's friend. To me, she's not the best friend in the world. Because in the taxi on the way to where they were going, she was like, you fucked him, didn't you?
Right.
And she was like, you hoe, and they start laughing and stuff. And
But she
she was living vicariously through Nina's sex life. You could,
yes,
like when
I
Nina
was
was
about to say
explaining, you could see it
because
on her face.
Josie was already friends with Darius, and I think she wanted a piece of him too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. She knew who he was already.
Yeah.
And she was like, when Nina was explaining, you should see her face.
Yeah. She was blushing.
Bro, and then she told, because Nina has an ex-fiance. What's his
Right.
name? He played in Juice, man.
That was oh yeah, Marvin, Khalil
Yes.
Kane.
And she was, t she t and there was a, she was, her and her friend were chopping it up about Darius.
Right.
And she was like, I hurt him too much. And she was like, wait, hold on. First, her ex-fiance shows up at the apartment. Hey, I
Yeah.
want you to move back to New York with me. You could tell they clearly have problems. He wouldn't be her ex-fiance if they did.
Right.
But her friend was telling her, girl, tell him about going to New York. If he gets mad, then stay. If he acts like it's all cool, then leave. That's some toxic shit.
Right.
Do you agree?
Well, I mean that's woman talk. I think that was just
Man,
I think that was just
that's
that's
not,
how
that wasn't
girls
good
amongst
advice. That
I think
wasn't
that's
good
how girls
advice.
amongst themselves talk about stuff like that, and
Not all of them.
it's still up to the woman
To make a decision.
yeah, your girlfriends can say anything.
And Darius is, and he's a typical guy, acting like he don't care, he don't love her. Even when he's talking to his friends, and he in love. He in love already. I've
He
never been in
pissed
love
me
that
off.
quick.
He really pissed me off
Why?
because it was like because I you know Darius is not dumb. You're a poet. You are not stupid. And he I felt like he was doing that on purpose so that he couldn't really tell Nina how he truly felt inside. He just went along with the flow and like, oh, okay.
The toxic, that's the male ego.
But if you're really feeling this woman, maybe it's just me because I don't do stuff like that. Like if I'm feeling somebody, I let them know. I'm not gonna hide my feelings because of, oh, well, you're a guy, you're not supposed to do that. No. You know what I'm saying? If you're feeling a woman, especially if you got with her, if you're feeling
Yeah,
her, let her
you cooked
know.
a cheese omelet and shit already. So
Right. You already had it. Like if
you
you're feeling it, she feeling you, what's the problem? Like let her know. Because if you don't and she get with somebody else, then you're gonna be feeling like crap later on. Like, damn, I messed up. I should you she gonna he gonna be talking about it back with like reminiscing 20 years down the line when she got like a whole family.
It's too
Could have
late
been
by
me.
then.
I could have been
Yeah.
my kids. Like I
It's
know
too
niggas
late.
like that. You know what I'm saying? Like let them know.
I feel you, bro. So when they sitting down, they clearly just finished having sex again, and you sitting down on the bench. You tell him, "Hey, I'm going to New York. Such and such." He's playing it cool like he didn't care.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He like, man, we just friends, right? We just kicking it. He hurt chest hurting on the inside.
Exactly. And
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
when he should have let her know how much he cared about her, so she didn't have to go to New York to see her ex.
But she told him about some jobs too. If you were Darius, how you would have reacted to, okay, second instance, you right
I would have been
about what
asking
she
her. I would have been asking her. So if you're thinking about going to New York, where does that leave
because
us?
it don't matter if he don't act he act cool and tell her how he feel, because when she was talking to her homegirl, the scene started off, I gotta know if I still love him, her ex-fiance. So to me, it's not like she was going to New York regardless. If you gotta find
I
out you
think it
still
was a
love him.
test. It was a test to see where Darius
But
mentally.
she still said, I gotta find out if I still love him. How you gonna do that?
Yeah, but part of that is also finding out how does Darius feel about
True,
her. And
right.
if he gave her a nonchalant answer like he did, she's gonna be like, okay, well, I know where my heart is at now.
Man, most of us guys don't know how
But
to
if
express our
he had
feelings, man.
it at that point when she told him in the bed, that's when he should have confessed his love for her. So she know, like, okay, it's gonna be difficult now to make a decision, because now that I know that Darius care for me, it's gonna be harder than I thought.
Okay, well, he didn't.
That that's
And she
that's a
gonna.
mind game that women play. Women play games like that. You know that.
Yeah, you're right. But if okay, she still go to New York. If you, how you react?
If she still go to New York,
Yep. How if
I'm gonna be like, yo,
you
I'm
better
gonna
not follow her ass to New York, try.
no, I'm
I
not
mean, you are
following her.
you already in New York. You already in New
I'm
York.
not following
This
her,
this movie is based in Chicago, so you know what I'm
right.
saying.
I'm not
How you
following her,
feeling?
but I'm a damn sure put it on her so she know that, yo, you got your man, your future husband, waiting for you in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm gonna let I'm gonna leave it with that. Like, just remember, yeah, you're going to see your ex, but he was a past. I'm the future. You know.
Hey, I rocks with it, I guess. Because I'm sure not falling into no fucking New York.
Yeah, now I'm not going well, because he I mean she wants to find out on her own if she still have feelings for dude, let her do that. But if she mess up, just know that you missed out on your future back in Chicago because you want to go back to your past.
Yeah, and she get out there, she's not having no good time. She's
Right.
not enjoying looking for a job. Her ex fiance is a jerk. She's constantly she's instantly reminded of why. He's an HBO. He worried about some goddamn cereal.
Right.
Instead of asking,
She,
hey, how was your day? Instead of starting a conversation like that, you looking for some goddamn cereal.
I felt like the whatever that they had was already gone.
It was.
And he was like trying to rekindle the past, and it was already, if it's gone, then it's gone. You gotta let that person move on.
That's true.
You know what I'm
That
saying?
is
And I
true.
think that was her trip, was like to find out if it was still there, and it wasn't.
And
But then
something
when you,
over some cereal.
right,
It's so.
but then my bad, but then it's like,
No,
but
you
if
good.
you're going back to Chicago, what do you have really in Chicago other than a guy that you hooked up with and he can't even tell you his true feelings for you?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
The
So she
perspective
was in a
you
dilemma.
becoming, you making sense. I don't like that shit.
I'm
Yeah,
making sense.
you making
Yo,
sense. You making
but
sense.
when you look at it, you see the thing with guys have all these thoughts that go in, that run around in their head, and it's really simple when you break it down.
Yeah,
You know what I'm
you're
saying? It's really simple. When you break this movie down, it's really simple of what they could have avoided and what they could
right.
have done from the
But
get-go.
okay, how old are these characters in this movie? Because they clearly not young teenagers.
Right.
They
I think they were
all
like in
grown
a,
as hell.
yeah, they're like in their mid-20s, I would say, like 25, 26.
So yeah, I was just about to say because me at 29, I can express that. But at
Right.
19, I couldn't, bro. But
Yeah, it's different when you're teens.
yeah, but at that age, he should be able to. And he has a girl that he still cares about. What's her
Right.
name? What's the cat? This girl. Anyway,
I forgot
he
her
still has
name.
a yeah. He still has a girl he cares about that he hadn't really told her about. And
And he
remember,
didn't even
wait.
seem like that type. He didn't, that at least didn't come off like that type that was a relationship type of guy.
Then remember when she came to the apartment, he put a picture down. He had he.
Right.
Face the girl, put you down
I
so
don't
women
think
can
he cared
see.
about that girl like that.
He didn't.
She
both
was
had
just
people
like
in their
there,
life they
like,
didn't
oh
care
yeah,
about no more.
you're just like emergency cooch if you know
A
if I'm lonely.
placeholder? Yeah, a placeholder.
You
Man, so okay. She
what
come
about
back.
Savon? What did you think about Savon's character? His homeboy. That was the family man.
The one that was married, I like him.
Yeah.
I like
He
the
seemed
bald headed guy too. I forgot his name.
Eddie.
Eddie,
Yeah.
Tavon, and the homegirl work at the store. Bro, he
Yeah.
has a great group of friends.
Yeah.
It's
So
just Hollywood
I
that
think
he need to get rid of.
Savon and Eddie he needed in his life because they were the ones that were level-headed and they had they shit together.
Bro,
Which
this
especially
dude.
Savon being that family man, it's like if you wanted a family, just look at your homeboy Savon because
And
he had
Savon
family.
can see straight through Darius's bullshit.
Yes, he needed that. He needed
Yes.
that because
Like
when he was
you can be
Cyborg,
looking at
remember
his
when he was
face.
right.
You can be looking at his face while Darius explaining something to Savon like,
Right.
He'd be looking at him like, you full of shit. You
Right.
full of
Remember
shit.
when he was having that heart to heart talk with Savon and he's telling Savon how he feel about Nina and Savon is like, "You? I don't believe it." You know what I'm saying? But it's like so he needed that voice in his ear like, "Yo, like don't mess this up. Like this is Nina. This is not like some regular booty call. Like if you have feelings for this woman, let her know."
Why is Hollywood a part of this friend group? I get it's funny. I get it.
Yay, comic
I
relief.
don't, but the nigga driving a hearse. See, okay. They're going to New York, finding out you still love your ex-fiancé.
Right.
Boom, cool, get it. When she got back and she started fucking with him, that's when I would have been done.
But it was because Darius couldn't tell her how he felt about
Oh, you fuck
it.
with his
And
homie.
did they actually sleep together? Because we didn't see that.
No, I didn't say sleep together. She started messing dating him. Like she
She
was in his
was
hearse.
talking, but I think she part of her did that to get back at
Oh,
Darius. She was being
I
petty.
don't deal with those type of
She
spiteful women, bro.
was
That's
being petty.
spiteful.
But
And
I
nah,
can
I
understand why she did that. Because she wanted a reaction out of him. She wanted to know if he really cared about her or not. And he didn't give no signs that he wanted her like that.
So
He
you
was being
date,
nonchalant about it.
so you get a reaction out of him by dating somebody in his friend
I
group.
would I but I
All
think
look, try
again,
all the niggas in Chicago.
I feel you, but again, like if he had saw them together, what would be his reaction? If it was nonchalant, that means he didn't care from the first place.
He did see them together. Like when
I know,
he
but
Hollywood
and how did
purposely
he
brought her
react?
to that party.
If
He was
he
you
was
can tell he was
angry,
upset.
I know, but if he was angry about them being together, that would have showed Nina that yo, he actually cared. He was he if he was nonchalant, that means it was just another
Man,
pistachio.
let me tell you something, man. It don't matter what dude Nina would have brought into that party. He would have cared regardless. What made it worse, it was Hollywood, because Hollywood is secretly jealous of Darius.
I don't think he would have cared if it was just another piece of ass though, Tim.
No, it was, but it clearly wasn't. But I'm just saying, he clearly cares about the girl. So
Right.
it don't matter. It could have been any guy. He would have felt some type of way.
But
What made it worse is that it was Hollywood.
I know, but again, she you know that she and Hollywood would never work out. She did that to be petty and she wanted to get a reaction out
Or
of
guess what? I can be petty too.
Darius. And that's what he did. He did. Remember, he did that. He was at the library with the other chick.
He baited me because there she Hollywood. She found out Hollywood was a jerk.
Right.
Which he is. So he made her walk home. There is, man, look, I'm gonna get you this payphone so you can
Yo, you
call a
know.
taxi. You can get home safe. Boom.
Yo, you know what's crazy? That library scene was I seen that same type of scenario in a library in another film. Remember, have you ever seen Unfaithful?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
Is it similar?
that movie was with Diane Lane and Richard Gere. That there was a same scene like that where Diane Lane was a married woman with Richard Gere and she stepped out of her marriage and dated a younger guy. And the younger guy was almost like Darius. He was sleeping with other women, and that they had a scene where he took another woman to a library and Diane Lane's character was there and she got jealous. You know what I'm saying? I just remember. I'm like, yo, there was a similar scene.
We too try that shit cute when you're a teenager, when you're in
Right.
college. But these grown ass people, I don't play those type of games.
Right.
At their age, which I'm assuming they're all in their mid-20s to late, mid to late 20s, early 30s,
Right.
we don't play those type of games. That's childish.
Right.
So, but again, let me make this clear. She's in her right to date whoever she wants to, right? But that don't mean I gotta be okay with it. You could have came up in here with any other guy. You came up in here with Hollywood,
I know,
somebody who, oh no,
it's
wrong.
just a
Hollywood is secretly jealous of Darius because Darius had this natural gift,
right.
and I think and Hollywood is jealous of that.
And part of that was male ego, and they playing that meant that game between two guys over a woman.
But
That's
I
what
would have,
that's what get
bro.
niggas killed.
I would have been slept Hollywood long time
That
ago before Nene
that's what
even
get
came in the
niggas killed is
picture.
always over a woman.
No, before he even came in the picture, I would have been beat him.
But again, if it's just a booty call of Darius and they just kicking it, why would he get mad? That's my whole
You
point.
right. You right. You right. Because that's
You
how
don't
he
even
was
get mad
playing.
if you have feelings for the
Yeah.
woman, right?
You absolutely right. Because that's how he was portrayed. Even though it wasn't true, that's how he was portraying it.
Right. So
So,
it's not.
but still, you could tell Hollywood did it to be petty.
That too.
I don't want friends like that around me at my age.
There was two games being played. There was the game that Nina was playing and the game that between Darius and Hollywood.
I'm not playing no games with Hollywood.
I feel you. But
He, bro, at that age, those type of friends are not even in my friend group.
right.
When I was in college, yes. 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, yes. At 29, no, you gotta go. Before I knock your teeth out, bro.
There's always gonna be a homeboy that's jealous of you. I have that. I've had that in the past.
Well, bro,
Had
any
that.
homeboy who jealous of me or had secret animosity towards me, I can, and which I'm very aware, I can feel it, even if you don't
Right.
like
But
directly tell me.
if you're a true friend to them, you have to make them realize that of what they're doing because
No, no.
they're gonna mess up a good friendship over their jealousy.
Well, guess what? That's their loss. Any friend that's been like that towards me, try, they're not my friend anymore.
I feel you. I'm a
I'm
loyal.
bro.
I've been loyal to the point where sometimes when being loyal will bite you in the ass and but if you cherish that friendship, you got to make them realize that they fucking up that friendship.
Try. I haven't spoken to Darion in like 2 months, right? Right?
Right.
But it's all love. That's my brother. I love him to death. He know that it's no secret animosity towards him. I wish it's no ill will. And I know it's vice versa. We just haven't talked in a while. Those friends with the secret animosity, they have to go. Because that energy, bro, try me who on here every week trying to build this podcast up, right? And it's perspective. That's hindsight. Let's play. You know what I'm saying? You have a friend try that you've been friends with for 20 years, and his energy is bad. He see you trying to follow your dreams, and all of a sudden he's being negative. He's not letting you do
I
that. He's
have
not around.
that I have a friend like that right now. He'll be in my DM and be like, "Are you making any money from this?" I have friends like that. I'm just saying,
Get rid of
yo,
him.
I grew up, look, I've had friends where I've grew up with them on in the neighborhood. And then, when we get older, they might do some trifling shit like shoplift and then blame it on me. Those are the friends I had to cut off. I had to cut
But
friends like that off.
the friend you're talking about in your DM, you need to cut him off too
He
and block him.
but I know how he is though. I've known this person from like second grade, and I know he's a great friend. But yes, his ways about him pisses me off sometimes though. But if it ever come down to the point where is that bad, then
Secret
I gotta cut.
animosity. That's bro. Instead of asking you that. And again, bro, try. You wrong. I know you wrong. I know you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, from my perspective, instead of saying some shit like that, why don't you say, man, keep going. Keep doing what you're
What
doing.
happens
I
if your
hope this
family
works
say it to
out.
you though? What happens if your family
Him
say it?
too.
Do you cut them off too?
Yes, I have former family members. Yes. I have a former sister, bro.
I
Try.
feel
This is
you.
my full sister. Same mother, same father. I have a former sister. She had to go. Bro, we being real right now, y'all. Hey, this is
I
why I
feel you,
listen
bro.
to this podcast. I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna say no names because I'm gonna respect people's privacy. But I family, look, everybody, anybody, bro, they got to go because child, we work too hard. We grind too hard to be having that negative energy affect us.
But see, I don't let that. I feel like if people let that negative energy get to them, then it's like, you
Bro,
know what
it
I'm
can't
saying? It's
get to
like
me
it
if
let
that's
anything
what
get
I'm
to them
just.
then.
It's part of the game, yes, but I expect it from strangers as part of the game. The people around you, not, no, they have to go. I have zero tolerance for it. And again, what I'm not about to do is call you and text you, hey, bro, I feel like I need to cut you off, or I'm not doing it. When you notice that I don't come around anymore or you don't hear from me anymore, that's why. Because, bro, people are weird. People will be okay with you as long as you're not doing better than them. Man, some people don't have the same vision as you, but it's not their job to have your, it's your vision for a reason. And when you, and when it's, when we, when you're in the early stages like me and you are, then we have to protect it because it's still at a fragile state. You know what I'm saying? So why we still learning and trying to figure shit out? And it's in a fragile state, we don't need no negative energy influences at all. That's all I'm saying. Hollywood has to go. Period. I wish him well. I don't wish nothing bad on him, but Hollywood has to go.
And you can't dim your light to make other people shine.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? People got to remember that.
Darius
You
was
know?
just meant for great. He's a great poet. Nina's a great what you call it? What she do? The photos, I don't want to say the word wrong.
Developer, photo
Oh,
developer? I don't
photographer.
know. Photographer.
Bro, they both great at what they do. They're going to be great. So there, what Hollywood is jealous of from Darius is something that was naturally gifted to Darius when he was born, something he was born with. So you're not jealous of him, you're jealous of a higher power. You have a gift too. You make people laugh. That's a gift. Everybody's gift is not the same. Why are you jealous of my gift when you have one? You
Because
have a gift
they
that
might not
Darius
notice
don't
what
have.
they might not notice their gift though.
That's a personal problem. My gift is different from other people's gifts, bro. But I don't hate on other people's gifts. Hey, man, you better that dude. Keep going.
But see, it's like if Darius had told Nina how he felt, would she even be in that predicament where she's dating Hollywood? I don't think she would have did that.
You're right. It's a domino effect. Then,
You know what I'm saying?
when they apologize to each other, they end up getting back together, and she asked him, "Do you want to know? You don't even want to know if I slept with Hollywood?" He was like, "No," and you
I
could tell
would.
it
I
would
mean,
bother him.
if you
I would
care,
too.
I would ask it like, yo, what did you hook up or what?
I would have asked him too, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you,
Let me know.
but you could tell he does care. But he has a problem expressing himself.
Exactly.
So
And
he was.
why would he have a problem if you're a poet? And you know what I'm saying? You express your feelings through your poetry.
All the time. Maybe that's the problem, Troy. Maybe that's how he's used to expressing it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying though? Like he only expresses it through his poems. But when it's time to really talk, he struggles with it. That's probably why he started writing, but that's probably why he started writing poetry in the first place. You get what I'm saying? So and he just like you fucking on my energy. She was like, oh, she got mad, left. She one of her photos got picked up by a huge magazine. He moved to New York. She get on the train, but he always does it, like you said. Now you want to run after when she's on the train, move to New York. You know what I'm saying? You don't see her for a year. You don't see her for a year. You writing her letters, but you're not sending them because you think they whack.
Exactly.
So a year later, she comes back to Chicago because she feel the same way about him. You know what I'm saying? She go to the club that he performs at. She writes a poem. And the rest is history. They get back together. And he finally says, I love you in the rain. It had to be dramatic. You know what I'm saying? But it's the he go ahead.
What about the part where they was trying to date and she wouldn't give him none?
Man, at that point, you know, I already gave him some.
Yeah, I was like, what was that about? Like,
That
what was
pissed
that
me
gonna
off.
prove? What was that gonna
If
prove?
she hadn't given it up already, I would have understood. But like he said, I don't know. We already had sex multiple times.
Exactly.
Look. You know
And
what I'm
she
saying?
was horny to him. Like, what was she trying to prove by, oh, you're gonna sleep on the couch tonight? Okay.
Trying
So
to save something for later. Save what for later?
right? Like, okay, so he doesn't do it for like one night. Oh, gee. You
Man, that's women playing. That's the game sometimes women play.
right.
And they
You're
work.
not getting up
They
tonight.
work, bro.
I'm gonna make you wait to see if you can hold out and not get with nobody else. Okay.
So, try. One out of 10, what you give Love Jones?
10, a classic. I love watching this film. Like, I never, every time I have an opportunity to watch it, I watch it. Like, I love this film. I love the soundtrack. I love the cast. It was funny, it was dramatic at times, it was romantic. Everything that you want in a good black romantic movie like this, and it's one of the best, definitely like top 10 for me of the 90s. Like, it's a classic.
That's facts. I give it a, I agree with you, bro. I give it a 10 too.
And
It's a
I also want
classic.
to say special shout out to Be Poetic, because like I've noticed that she's a poet,
Yeah,
and
she
she
dope
goes,
too.
yeah,
Yeah.
and she goes, it's hard to do like poetry in front of like everyone in like a club or whatever, and she does it effortlessly. So shout out to her, man. She's a great
She
poet.
wants she said she gotta come on a podcast too, so
Oh, we got to get her on here, man. I
We gotta
definitely.
set that up. This would have been a perfect episode for her to get
Yeah.
actually
I
too.
was thinking about that. I'm like, yo, she's a
Why
poet.
you ain't say something?
I
I
know
feel
she's
like
been
you
busy. Like,
deserve some
she
work.
was traveling and everything. I know she was busy, but like to be, I have respect for like poets and people like that that can
Yeah, I think that's
like get out
I
of
go to
here to like
clubs like that
shorter
all the
cars.
time just to listen to
Yeah,
spoken word.
like that's a thing. That's a huge like step to like go up on stage in front of everybody looking at you, and you're reading like your most personal thoughts to them, and you know what I'm saying? That's dope, man.
Yeah, that's dope. We definitely gotta be poetic on here.
Yeah.
We gonna find our episode for it
Yeah, for sure.
come through. That's for sure. I give it a 10 too though, bro.
Yeah.
It, like you said, every time it's on, I watch it randomly throughout the year, months. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, y'all, if y'all haven't seen this movie, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen it, please go check it out. We highly recommend it. So every week on the podcast, we're gonna try to like do a song of the week, new or old. It doesn't matter. Whatever we vibe into this week, you know what I'm saying? Let you know how me and him feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because we listen to music pretty much every day. Do you agree? I listen to music every day. So, you know what I'm saying? We music lovers. So, try. What you got for us this week?
Can I pick more than one this week?
Go ahead. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I just listened to Ari Lennox's new album, Age, Sex, and Location.
Oh,
It is
she is a
phenomenal.
beast. She is a
She
beast.
that's my favorite R&B album so far of the year. I think that's the best R&B album this year.
Stan, listen, I
Phenomenal
might check it
album.
out.
And I love the fact that she touched on like, relationships and like, meeting people on social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, she gave like a homage to like, back in the AOL days and MySpace and all that. And that's a great album. I love Pressure. That was produced by Jermaine Dupri. Love that song on there. And rest in peace to Coolio. We lost another
Oh
legend.
yes, RIP, man.
Yes.
That one hurt.
I had the privilege of seeing Coolio in concert in 1994. He was great. And I've been in a Gangsta's Paradise mood, and I've been bumping that whole album. So yeah, Gangsta's Paradise for me, man. That's a classic record.
Yeah, shout out to R.I.P. to Coolio, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you contributed to our life, hip hop. You would be
Definitely.
missed, bro. You're a legend. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go with the sweetest thing by Lauryn from the Miss Education of Lauryn Hill slash Love Jones soundtrack. Bro,
Yes.
Lauryn Hill, can we get another album?
I'm
Like,
saying
please? Like, how you just drop a classic like that and just leave?
that deserves another. We need another album from her for sure.
Man, please. This bro, she Lauryn Hill's a vibe. I bro, she's a dope singer. She's a dope MC. Like, you usually don't get that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go sweetest thing from this movie soundtrack slash the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Love
Man,
it.
what you got coming up, man? What you got?
Oh,
What's in the works?
hey man, every Tuesday night, Nostalgic Debates, 8 p.m. on IG Live. Shout out to Ray Lansky from 90s versus 2000s, that we had a great 2 hour live that went over an hour, and I didn't expect that, but it was great. And we just talking about like some great Jersey legends, Queen Latifah and Naughty by Nature, Redman, and that was great. And he has like a dope documentary coming out, and it's for the culture, and I love doing those type of lives with people that's contributing to the culture. So
That's
to
what's
look
up.
out
Hey,
for that, and you can
shout out
follow
to
me
him.
on, yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Triborough underscore Gigolo, And yo, we here, man. We doing it.
We ain't going nowhere. Hey, Quay, Heavy the Drama just had us dropped a podcast episode yesterday. 90s Baby Cop podcast. They had all that former All That cast member Lee Boy on. Y'all check that episode out. Shout out to the other podcast. We got a podcast division over here. Yes. We got to get his YouTube channel back popping. I'm trying to get it back popping after Halloween. So, we got it's time to go after that. You know what I'm saying? With the YouTube. So, y'all be still subscribe to us on YouTube, y'all. Stuff will still be dropped slowly, but after Halloween, it's going to be go time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Also, you listen to this podcast, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. Like the podcast, follow the podcast, rate the podcast, comment. It helps us grow, help with the algorithms, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want this podcast, so me and Try can get some money.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? This shit's hard, bro. For real. Trying to build a podcast, trying to build the whole network, it's not easy. So if y'all like and share, man, even if you don't like comments, share to a friend, share. The share button's free, the like button's free. You know what I'm saying? It helps.
I think we got to start doing some exclusive content once they start donating.
That's facts.
Like stuff that that everybody else can't see. That's just for the donators.
I agree, 100. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So man, it's been what? This episode 56, bro.
Yes.
Episode 56 of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s vibe. The podcast is Jamar.
Let's try, bro.
And we out.
Peace.